Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Thursday, May 14, 2015, and the Kingdom assignment for today is honor God in all things. Deuteronomy 6 and 5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." And we want to make sure that we are held accountable to glorifying God, to honoring God in all things. Not just some things. You know, we tend to have, you know, these things that we want to honor God in, and then we have a whole separate group of things that, you know, we have that are, you know, ours. They belong to us, and we're not honoring God in them. God is trying to get us to the point to where we are honoring Him in all things. And we want to make sure that as we're honoring God in all things, you know, people are watching us. And they know, you know, when you are a part of God's army, a part of God's kingdom, they're very smart in picking that up. And so, you know, if you're honoring God in all things, then they can see, they should see God in everything that you do. Doesn't mean that you have to go off on the deep end and be so super spiritual or anything like that. All it means is displaying the fruits of the Spirit, displaying love, peace, joy, displaying, you know, what God has already provided for us. He's already instilled, you know, the Holy Spirit resides in us. So it's letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you in the things that you do, in your actions, your decisions, your, you know, your speaking, everything that you do, honor God. 1 Corinthians 10 and 31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." You know, we want to find ourselves glorifying God. That's why we were created. We were created to glorify God. We were created for God's glory. You know, even think about situations that you're in. You know, I begin to look at different situations and circumstances. And, you know, God can't get the glory if it's something that man can do. You know, and we've got to continue to remember that. God is taking us to higher levels in Him, higher levels in the kingdom. And, you know, we're sometimes afraid to step up and go a higher level because it doesn't include anything that we're able to do. You know, it's just like a job interview or even searching for a job or even, you know, making a decision to go back to school. You know, we tend to make decisions based on what we can do. We'll limit ourselves on jobs because we are only limited by our mindset. We'll overlook jobs, you know, because we aren't able to do it. But, you know, God cannot move and He will not move in the things that we're able to do because we are trusting in ourselves, we're trusting in our abilities, we're trusting in, you know, our education, our knowledge, when we really should be trusting in God. You know, God, I really truly believe that God cannot move if it's something that man can do. And so, you know, we've got to open our eyes and look at opportunities that have been posed before us. Those opportunities come so that God can show out. He can show up in us and show out in us, and he can manifest himself to us, you know, showing us that, you know, we do live by those scriptures, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. You know, we say those scriptures, but do we really believe them? Because if we believe them, then we will be walking them out each day. And so, you know, we need to make sure that we're giving God, because if we're giving God all the glory, then it's not by what we're doing, it's all by what God is doing. And so you tend to take on, you know, assignments and things of that sort, you know, and God steps in and he allows you to do it. How many times have you set out to do something, you didn't quite know how you were going to get it done, but then now you can look back and say, oh, my God, it was done. It got done. Well, guess what? God was there. God was there to step up and show himself to you, show you that he is all-powerful, all-sovereign, and he's able to do above all that we can conceive and perceive. So first, Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your produce. So God is just reminding us that we should be honoring him in all things. You know, it's so funny because when we're seeking for a blessing from God, we are seeking God, we are reading our Bible, we're being faithful, we're doing all the things that God loves. And the minute that he blesses us, you know, we turn away from him and we begin to have idols. Idols are things that we are glorifying other than God. So if there's anything in your life that you're glorifying that is not God, that you have put an idol before God, and God tells you, his word says, I'll have no idols. His commandment, I have no idols before me. God is a jealous God. You know, he created you to glorify him. So if you're not glorifying him, then you're glorifying something else. And we need to sit down and figure out, what is that something else? What is that thing that keeps you from focusing on God? What is that thing that keeps you from placing your eyes on God? And, you know, we've got to work these things out within our lives. And we've got to make sure, you know, this is not a one-time thing where you sit down and you say, okay, this thing here I'm glorifying, I'm going to get rid of it. You know, we've got to constantly be checking ourselves. We got to constantly be correcting the situation and the problem to make sure that God is first. God is first. You know, it's awesome to glorify God. Let me tell you, you can see some wondrous things take place when you're glorifying God, because when people see God in you, people see God in your situation, you can expect miracles. You can expect supernatural things to happen. You can expect blessings, because God knows that he can trust you. He can trust you with everything that he is entrusting you with. And when he knows that he can trust you, then he will use you, because you've made yourself an available and willing vessel to be used by God. You've put yourself up on display. You've decided that you can stand on the stage. And people and man no longer see you, but they see God in all that you do. And so God will use you. God will even more. And he'll take you higher. He'll take you to levels that you've never been to. He'll take you places that you've never seen. He will give you the desires of your heart, because you are available and willing to be used by God. Proverbs 14:31. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him. So what we're saying is, you know, we just talked about eating and drinking to glorify God. All you do to glorify God. Now, you know, Proverbs 14:31 is saying, hey, you need to be kind to your sisters and your brothers. That is another form of glorifying God. Remember, we said, all you do honor God. Honor God in all things. And so, you know, we've got to make sure that we are loving God, honoring God with our heart, with our soul, and with all of our strength. Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, if God created us to glorify him, then he created us for him, which means that it is our reasonable service. It's our assignment to honor him. It's our duty to honor him. We are accountable if we do not honor him. We're accountable if we're not displaying God. We're accountable if we're not displaying the love of God. You know what I find so interesting is that we say that we're Christians and that we represent God, but man doesn't see that. We tend to snap at them. We got this ugly attitude, and, you know, sometimes we got this self-righteous attitude, and we're displaying all the fruits that do not display God. And so we've got to check ourselves. We've got to go back to the drawing board. We've got to pray and ask God to take those things that are not like him out and to fill us with the fruit of the Spirit that we can go out and we can reach out to our sisters and brothers and we can love them and we can, you know, we can help them. We can assist them. Well, you know, Jesus was here on earth. That's what he did. He went out among the people, and he preached to them. He taught them. He helped them. He delivered them. He prayed. You know, he did everything, and no one was left out, even the children. You know, these days I've seen so much abuse with our children, and, you know, that's God's children. And so if you are not helping God's children, then you are being held accountable for that. And so we've got to make sure that we are honoring God in everything. In every person that we encounter, they see God. They may not want to see God, and it's okay. As long as we find ourselves in our assignment, honoring God in everything that we do, you know, I tend to, if there's something that I do, you know, and someone says thank you, I just say to God be the glory. You know, because it is because of God that I'm able to do the things that I'm able to do. God gives us the strength to do what it is that he would have us do. He provides for us. Colossians 3 and 17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, if you're doing deeds and words and you're doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus, you definitely don't want to be doing, you know, you don't want to be hating in the name of the Lord Jesus. You don't want to be stealing in the name of the Lord Jesus. You want to present those things that represent the Lord Jesus. In his name, you want to represent love, peace, joy. You want to represent the kingdom. You want to represent what, you know, God created us for, fellowship, communion. You want to represent the Holy Spirit. You want to represent those instructions and guidance that get you throughout the day. You want to represent that God is the one that wakes us up each morning. He is the one that provides for us. He is the one that allows us to see another day. If we can get to the point to where we're honoring God, then we can, you know, we got better relationship with God. Man is able to see God and is then led to God. And, you know, we are working for the kingdom. The world is in the situation that it's in is because we don't honor God. You know, we have money that says in God we trust. The currency says in God we trust. You know, and, you know, if you look at legislation and you look at the judicial group or the committee, you look at, you know, government. Government, you know, everything is now leading away from God. They took prayer out of school. You know, they've had, you know, the situations where they've talked about, you know, the currency wherein God we trust, you know, needs to be removed. You know, there's just all kinds of situations that are taking place that we are turning away from God and we're not honoring God. And if we're not honoring God, remember, we're honoring something. So God is a jealous God, and he is removing those idols. You know, I talked to a young lady one time, and she was, you know, in love with this guy, and she was saying, you know, I just know God said that this is my husband, and I just love him so much. And I said, okay, you need to be careful, because remember, if you're not honoring God, and if you're not focused on God, and if this guy is taking your focus off of God, then he is now an idol, and you're subjecting him to the wrath of God. You're subjecting him to, you know, to God's hand of judgment. You're subjecting him to things because you have now made him an idol, and God is a jealous God, and he doesn't like idols. So God will remove him because he doesn't want your focus on him. He wants your focus on God. And so we've got to make sure that we're not endangering the lives of our loved ones. We're not, you know, putting them into situations where God has to step in and remove them from, you know, from our lives, and remove them from our focus so that he can grab our focus and attention, and he can, you know, restore the communion and the fellowship, restore the glory that was all due him. And so we've got to make sure that in this season we're not idolizing our cars, idolizing our jobs, idolizing our education. You know, we have leaders that are in the church that have gone off to school and they've got, you know, some education. And there's nothing wrong with the leader being educated. But sometimes that leader can idolize their education more than they can God. You've got to remember that you're not working for that education. It was God that allowed you to get that education. You've got to realize that when you stand, you're representing God. You're not representing that education. Yes, it is a tool that was provided to you to assist you with God's people. But you've got to understand that if you have, you're filled with this education, so to speak, there's no room for God. And we've got to make sure. That's why we have to be willing and empty vessels. Empty vessel says that we can be poured into. Empty vessel says that the Holy Spirit can reside in us. Being empty says that there's room for God. And so we've got to make sure. Now, think about it in this form. An empty vessel has to be completely empty. It cannot be half empty, because that means that now that space is being shared. And so God is not going to share, you know, your vessel. He's not going to share it with anyone else or anything. And so you've got to make sure that you are honoring God with everything. You know, we get these houses and they become idols. We get material possessions and they become idols. You know, scripture says that material things are temporal and they will all fade away. But God remains the same. He's constant. He's everlasting. And so why wouldn't you want to put your focus in God? God is asking us to honor him in all things. And this is a urgent trumpet sound. God is sounding the trumpets because he is. And we're in a time now where we need to make sure that we're honoring God. We're honoring him with all things. You know, sometimes as parents, we idolize our kids. Our kids come first. You know, and we got to, you know, recognize that God blessed us with those kids. Yes, we do have a parental duty to raise them, you know, to honor God. But we shouldn't get so caught up in our kids to where now they're idols and our focus is more on our kids than it is of God. We should be able to sacrifice everything. It's offering a special offering, and that's everything that you have, offering it back to the one that blessed you with it. And that way we're honoring God, and we're using it in the way that he would have us use it. Remember, when we're being blessed and God is blessing us, he's blessing us so that we can bless others. He's blessing us so that we can reach out to and minister to others. He's blessing us so that they will see God in us. You know, and this is interesting. Look around you. If you're a Christian, you know, if you're professing to be a Christian, you know, I've noticed this in the church where you have a church where you have, you know, people that are professing and they're facing after righteousness, And you know, the street, the people in the streets, they see this. They see the people in the church, and they say, God is blessing, God is good. But, you know, they don't, they're not living a certain way. They don't have the material possessions. They don't have provision. They don't have those things that would allow them to move further in the kingdom of God. You've got to stop and ask yourself, why aren't you progressing? Because over here in the kingdom, you should be progressing. God is blessing. He's still the same God that was blessing in the Bible. He's the same then. He's the same now. So he is blessing us, and he gives us wealth. He gives us prosperity. He gives it to us, but he has to trust us with it. So you got to ask yourself, if you're not growing, and you're going to grow both naturally and spiritually. So if you're not growing, if you're stagnant, there is something that is wrong. That means that God cannot trust you to move you forward. Or that means that there's a lesson that you have to learn. There's some things that have to be imparted in you before you can move forward. I don't know about you. I don't want to be stagnant. It's like being in school in a grade level and not getting past that grade level. It's like being in the fifth grade and not being able, just staying right there in the fifth grade. But your goal has always been to go to the 12th and to graduate. But you're at the fifth grade level, and you cannot get past the fifth grade level. Well, the reason that you can't get past the fifth grade level is because you have not learned or acquired the knowledge that it takes for the lessons at that level. That level is going to prepare you for sixth grade. And if you can't acquire the knowledge from the fifth grade, then you cannot go to the sixth grade. God is trying to get us out of this stagnant position that we're in. So many Christians are in a stagnant position, and you know what's even more frightening is that they're content. They're content at the level that they are, and they haven't seen growth for years. There's been no spiritual growth. There's been no spiritual maturity. God is summoning us to step up another level. God is summoning us to mature in the kingdom, mature in the strength, mature in his wisdom and his knowledge, mature so that we may be able to go out and manifest that glory, manifest the glory of God, manifest God to people, manifest the kingdom, help someone else, motivate someone else, encourage someone else. So I admonish you this morning to honor God in all things. And as you begin to honor God, the things that you're honoring him in, God, you'll see them begin to flourish. Some places and areas in your life are dead. And it's because you're not honoring God with those places, those areas. Begin to just rededicate your life, repent, ask God to forgive you, and move forward. And as you begin to dedicate those areas back to God and honor him, you will see those areas be restored. You'll see them come to life. You'll see them begin to grow. And with you honoring God, you're nurturing those things. And God will provide you with what you need to move forward. So I thank you for your listening ears this morning. I thank you for just, you know, each assignment. We're moving forward in the kingdom of God. And in order to move forward, we've got to understand what God's purpose is for our life. We have to understand that each day you have an assignment. And remember, each morning we've talked about how these assignments are not just for you, but the assignment is for you to help someone else. Because it's through them seeing God's glory in your life that they begin to view themselves and see, I need that same glory. And you too can then say, you know what? God created all men for his glory, so you too can glorify God in all the things that you do. You too can honor God. As a matter of fact, it is your reasonable service because that's what you were put on this earth to do. And so, you know, men will be delivered, men will be healed, men will be restored back to its very first preconception, very first conception, very first creation. And that was to glorify God. I thank you for listening this morning. If you would like to contact me, if you would like to, you like prayer, you can send your prayer request in to me on my email at ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. I also have a Twitter account that's at ptwithsbutler. Also, I have a Facebook that's Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler, and you'll see that on my Facebook page. Please feel free to reach out to me. You know, I would love to hear from you. I would love to pray with you. I would love to just honor God with your life and my life. And stay tuned for tomorrow's Kingdom Assignment. Be blessed.